Hey, welcome to the James Show. News Talk 820 WBAP, now on FM at 93.3. Do you have a problem with no-fault divorces? There's been a lot of criticism of them. A lot of it's coming from Republican circles. I don't get it, but maybe this family law attorney that we love having on the James Show does. Jennifer Hargraves is back on. And again, you do the best little short clips on Facebook, so thank you for your awesome social media stuff. You got a mini show going on there.
Yeah, thank you. We love helping empower people when it comes to marriage and divorce.
Right, and you keep them short. You keep them like, yeah it's not like an hour-long thing. So why do people have a problem with no-fault divorces, Jennifer?
Well, I think the problem is people think that no-fault divorce is the reason for divorce, right? That if divorce is, quote, easy, which a no-fault divorce is not easy, but if it's easy, then that's why everybody's getting divorced, because divorce is easy. So let's make divorce more difficult. The truth is that no-fault divorce is actually better for families, and there are statistics that show that. But adding fault back in, requiring that people prove why they should be entitled to a divorce from their spouse, is really only good for divorce attorneys because it increases the fees dramatically. It'll increase the length of divorce process. It'll create a lot more conflict and a lot more strain on families.
So the people that do want to get rid of it, why do they say they want to get rid of it?
Because the story is that, you know, their spouse left them because they didn't have to prove why they were leaving them, and that no-fault divorce makes divorce easy. I don't think no-fault divorce makes divorce easy. Divorce is difficult.
Yeah, but you don't want your spouse to stay with you because the paperwork's a pain in the butt.
That's exactly right. I mean, what I tell people is no-fault divorce is not the problem. It's bad marriages. Bad marriages are what lead to divorce. If you have a good marriage and your spouse, you both want to stay in the marriage, right? You're not going to end up in divorce court. But unfortunately, they're shifting the conversation. They're blaming the wrong thing. No-fault divorce is not the reason why we have divorces.
Well, didn't we used to have no-fault divorces were illegal?
It was, that would have been way before my time. I don't know that they were ever illegal, but I know that if you were going to be entitled to a divorce, you would have to prove your grounds. Cruelty, adultery, abandonment, and so forth. So it used to be that you had to have a reason for the divorce, and you had to prove that reason in court. And that's what, you know, they got rid of in the 70s. They said
that's
no
what I'm talking about,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
But I mean, can't the reason I want to get divorced is I want to get divorced? I mean, it's so subjective. How do you prove something subjective?
Well, it was because they made it not subjective. Like, you had to actually have proof. Now with a no-fault divorce, you don't have to have proof. So now with no-fault divorce, if you just are done with the marriage, you get to just be done with the marriage. We don't have to prove why you should be entitled to a divorce.
I got to tell you, Jennifer, I don't get it. Do you want people to stay together just legally? They can live in separate houses in different states and pursue other romantic interests. We just legally have them on paper as a couple together. Like, I don't
right.
know what's their goal.
That's exactly right, because when you get rid of no-fault divorce, then you have people who are stuck in marriages that can't get out of marriages, and that leads to more conflict, which is terrible for children, right? I mean, this is not a family-forward agenda, although, you know, when they are speaking about it, they make it sound like they're in favor of marriage. But getting rid of no-fault divorce does not make for better marriages.
Well, here's where I'm sympathetic. If it's a no-fault divorce, then you don't get to keep half of the other person's stuff. If you're the one that just wants to go because you're sick of looking at them, then how about we take away any of the financial incentives? However, if they screwed up and they're the ones who you know, destroyed their oaths, you know, their wedding oaths, then, yeah, you do have the financial compensation. Is there anything like that?
Well, fault is still a factor. So even though we don't require fault to get a divorce in the state of Texas, there is still the option to prove fault. And if you can prove fault, then you can be entitled to a disproportionate division in divorce court, so you can get more of the estate if the other party was cheating on you.
All right, well, I'm never going to need her, but for all of you people with your marriages falling apart and failing right in front of your face and crumbling under your feet, call Jennifer Hargrave, family law attorney. Thank you very much.